Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Samech Gimel. We are up to Sif Tezayin. We are on page Reish Chaf Aleph, and we are about to turn on to page 442. So the Mechaber says in Sif Tezayin, Korah Zusha Marnu Tzricha Shir. We've been discussing the Korah. After we discussed how the Lechi can be considered the fourth wall of the Mavui, we move on to the Korah, which again is a beam going from one wall to another wall on the open side of the Mavui. So this Korah has to have a size, has to have a certain measurement. We'll see exactly what that measurement is in the next sif. But this sif is telling us, ulefikach, since it needs a shear, im asa me'atze asher psula. If you make this beam out of the wood of an avodah zarah tree, it's going to be pasul. The cave under the strefa kaima, since it is omed to be burnt, katuse michtash shiura, it's considered that it doesn't have the proper shear. Says the Mishabura, sif kata nunhei. Tricha shear. Like we'll see shortly. The same thing is true by any item that requires a specific shear. Like we discussed earlier on Sebeis, Pashal Arba Tfachim Bitzad Echad. If you want to close up the chatzar on one side by putting a board that's four tfachim, there it needs a certain size. O Tefach Mikan, Tefach Mikan, if you want to put it on both sides, a Tefach on each side. No, 48 points out that although the Mishabura over here says a tefach on each side, really we saw that the main halacha, at least it's a machlokas, some hold it's a mashu on each side. If it's a mashu on each side, then again it doesn't need a shear and it wouldn't be a problem. So since all these items, specifically what the Mechaber is discussing is the Korah needs a shear, if you make it from an Atzei Asherah, it's psula. Says the Mishabura of Katan and Zayim, what's an Atzei Asherah? Shavodah Yisrael. It's an Avodah Zarah tree that a Yisrael worshipped. She'en lo bitl. Once the Yisrael makes it into an Avodah Zarah tree, you can no longer be mevatel that Avodah Zarah. O afilu shel akum. Even if the tree belonged to a goy, uktzatze Yisrael, and a Jew cut it down, skip the brackets, unetala, and the Jew took it, liskosba, to be zeiche in this avodah zarah, through the Yisrael being zeiche in this avodah zarah tree, he is now making it into an avodah zarah of Yisrael, and therefore no longer has bittul. Ulefikach amrina de kasuse milsas. Therefore, we view it as if it has no shear. Aval imlo notel haYisrael liskosba. But if the Yisrael never took it to be zeich in it, have le avodas kochavim shal nachri, it remains an avodah zarah of a goy. The yeshla bittul, which has bittul, the kaven the yeshla bittul, since there's a possibility of being mevatlit, lo amrina bo ketuse milchtas afilu kodesh shet is batel. Even if it has not of yet been Mavato, since it has that possibility, we don't consider it as if it's not there. Now, if you go back to the brackets in the top line of the Mishavura, on that which he said, that if a Yisrael cut it down and then he was zeich in it, it becomes his and there's no bittul. The ikitzatza akum was if a goy cut down the tree, halonis batlo memela, that is mevatel the avodah zarah automatically, like the halacha says, and yordea simin kuf memvav. Let's go weiter in the Mechaber Sif Yud Zayin. Shir HaKorah. So we just mentioned this Korah, this beam that you're closing up the fourth side of the Mavui with, has a shear that is required. What is that shear? So Rochba Tefach. It has to have the width of a Tefach. V'Ovya Kol Shehu. But the thickness could be any amount. Raksha Tehei Chazoku Kedei L'Kabel Ariach. But this Korah has to be strong enough to be able to receive an Ariach, which is what? Shehi Chatzi Levena Shel Shlosh HaTfachim. It's half a brick of three tefachim. So a brick in those days was three tefachim by three tefachim, and Ariach is a half brick, so it's three tefachim by 1.5 tefachim. So a Korah has to be a tefach wide, and it has to be able to hold on and bear the weight of an Ariach. V'imhi rechava arba tefachim. But says the Mechaber, if the Korah itself is four tefachim wide, eino tzricha lios chazaka l'kabel Ariach. So then we don't care how strong it is to mekabel an Ariach. And we'll see the point for that is that since a Korah needs to have a shear because it's to be a heker, it's to be a sign, so it has to have a certain chashivas to it. So if it's four tefachim wide, that itself makes it recognizable, even if it's not so strong, to receive the Ariach. Says the Mishabura, Sef Katan Unches, Ruach b'tefach, it has to be a tefach. So the Mishabura is bothered if the width of the Korah is a tefach, and it has to be makabel on it an ariach, that's 3 tefachim by 1.5 tefachim. So the 1.5 tefachim, that side will be going on the 1 tefach, but it's overlapping it. We want it to be sitting on it exactly. So to correct that, the Mishnah Berurah says, the asher tzricha shir lekabel olea ariach. Even though we need the korah to have a width that it could be makabel on it in ariach shu roch of tefach umechza, which is a tefach and a half, and the korah only needs to be a tefach, yuchal lechabek k'reviyah tefach b'menu b'tit b'kan u'reviyah tefach b'menu b'kan. So you can put some kind of tar or some other attachment, some kind of cement, on the side of the beam, which is a tefach, a quarter tefach on this side, a quarter tefach on that side, it ends up being a tefach and a half, and that way it could be makabel the ariach. Sikoto nuntes lekabel ariach, says the Mishnah Berurah, wrote Salomar Arichim. Really, it doesn't just have to be able to carry the weight of one half brick, it has to be able to carry many half bricks, as we're going to explain. Shekol echad mehem machzeches ba'arko shloshet fachim. That each one of these half bricks, lengthwise on the korah, has to be 3 tefachim. Uberachvo tefach mechta. So widthwise, it's a tefach and a half, but lengthwise, it's 3 tefachim. Shochvim aleha bechol orka. And they have to be keilu. They are resting on it the whole length of the korah. Keshir rocha pesach oso hamavui. With the measurement of the width of the opening of that mavui. Because the korah is the whole width of the opening of the mavui. And the arichim have to be ki'ilu there on top of it. That's how strong this korah has to be. Umikom akom, but still. Im hoya rocha pesach hamavui eser amos. If the opening of the mavui was exactly 10 amos, ain't sricha shetei ruyel kaba arichim lekol orcha mamish. It does not have to be strong enough that it can fit the arichim the entire length, mamish. Eladaya im tekabel arichim b'orach teisha amos u'shnei mashuhuyim. It will be enough if it can receive the half bricks over a length of 9 amos and 2 mashuhus. Shehein yurches arichim l'arkon, which would be 18 arichim. Again, an ariach is going to be 3 tefachim that wide. An amma is 6 tefachim, so every amma has to have 2. So you have to have 9 amos worth of arichim, so that's 18 arichim. Lefi shekoras teisha amos u'shnei mashuhuyim. Because if you have a korah that is okay as 9 amos and a little bit on each side, so materes b'mavui shorochav esr amos within lavud, that would be large enough to be mater mavui that's opening is 10 amos. Because if it's 10 amos and you have 9 amos plus a little bit on each side, so then you have 1 amma split on the 2 sides, an amma 6 tefachim, so it's 3 tefachim minus the mashu that you have on that side, 3 tefachim minus the mashu, you have lavud on each side, you're good to go. Tehainu shelo tagia pachos mishosh tefachim akosa zeh. It has to be able to reach within 3 tefachim of this wall. Upachos mishlosha tfachim lakos alzeh, like we'll see later in Sifchav Aleph. V'atam shetzricha lakabolos arichim. What is this business that the korah has to be tefach wide, plus it has to be strong enough to makabel arichim across most, kim'at its whole length? She'im lo kein, if it was not that strong, lo yia ba heker kolkach, it wouldn't be such a heker, it wouldn't be so recognizable. She'svurin b'nei rishis harabim, people of the rishis harabim are going to think, she'lefi shayin yichusham, he just put it there temporarily. But if it's healthy and strong, the kabel binyan kazet to be holding up a structure, so nikir lakol shelekfias binyan hunchasham, then it's recognizable to everyone that it's placed there as a kfias binyan, and therefore that's a heker, and therefore the korah is going to be okay. And that's how we explain the Machaber, that if you have a korah that's 4 tefachim wide, then it doesn't matter how strong it is, because just that 4 tefach width alone is enough of a heker. Sif Yud Ches, says the Machaber. So now we're going to have to use the pictures to help us out. If you look at picture number 50, that is describing what we're going to read in Sif Yud Ches. Ma'amidim, you have these little things that are holding up the korah. Dehainu, imhi nismeches al yesedos. The korah is leaning on pegs, hayotzim min akosa, that are sticking out of the wall. She'ein berach von tefach. These pegs are not a tefach wide. V'lo b'orkan shalosh, and they don't have a length of 3 tefachim. So yesh omrim she'tzorach shiu chazokim. There are those who say those pegs that the korah is resting on has to be strong enough, lekabla, that it can hold up the Korah, Ula Kabel Chatzi Levina. And it also has to be able to hold up these half bricks, the Ariach. Some say the whole Ariach business is only an imaginary thing of how strong the Korah has to be. But that's the din of the Korah. But these beams, these pegs that are holding up the Korah, as long as they're strong enough to hold up the Korah, they don't also have to be strong enough to hold up the Korah with the Arichim on top of it. So that is the Machloka, says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Samech. So we describe these pegs that they don't have a width of a tefach. Why? The ilav hachi, because if they had a width of a tefach, there's nothing to talk about. Hayu ha'midim ba'atzma toras korah lehem. Then they would just be an extension of the korah. The korah has to be a tefach. So if the pegs that they're sitting on are also a tefach, it's just an extension of a korah. It would be a regular korah. So this whole din is where they are not a tefach. The gam lo haya ba'arkan shalosh, it also has to be that their length is not three tefachim. Kedei she'tia ha'kora loved la'hakosel. We need the korah to be within three tefachim of the wall, otherwise the korah is not good enough, and therefore the space between the wall and the korah, which is the length of the peg, would have to be less than three tefachim. Kemavura ha'kol b'sif chafhei, like we'll see more about in sif chafhei. Sivkotan Samech Aleph, it has to be strong enough, these pegs, to hold up not only the Korah, but also the Chatzi Levena on top of it, Kefiah Mavur B'Sif Yudzayin, like we explained just before in Sif Yudzayin. Second sheet the holds, it only needs to be strong enough to hold up the Korah. It doesn't need to hold up the Ariach on top of it. Daha ein nosin Ariach aleha. L'maisa, you're not placing the bricks on top of the Korah. U'bekorah hu deba'in an kfiyas. The Korah itself needs to have a certain kfiyas, a certain stability. It has to have ma'alya. It has to have a good recognition. It has to be strong. Therefore, the korah has to be able to carry the ariach. Aval ma'amideha. But the pegs that are holding up the korah, lo tali hekera b'detu, they have nothing to do with the heker. They're just simply there to hold up the korah, which is the heker. So memela, as long as they're able to hold up the korah, they do not have to be able to hold up the korah with all the arichim on it. Ulechatchila nachon lahachmir kedei rishon lechatchila, one should be machmir, that if he's placing the korah on these pegs, the pegs should be strong enough to carry the whole korah with the arichim on top. It's a machlokas, but better to be machmir. Says the Mechaber Vayter Siv Yotes. Im hoysa ha-korah agula, picture 51. If the korah is round, tzaruch she'yeh be'kefa shlosha tvachim, and there has to be in the circumference of the round piece of wood, three tvachim, she'oz yesh b'rach v'tefach. We know the rule is that if you need to have a length of three, so a length of one, a circle of one, a circle of three will have a diameter of one. So therefore, if the circumference of this piece of wood that is round is going to be three, then you know that the korah lengthwise will be one. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Samech Gimel, HaKorah Agula, V'af Dehashtek She'agula Eino Yechol Lekabel Olei Ariach. Now that it's round, it can't hold any half bricks on it. Afilu achik sheira, still it's fine. Dechashvinan osa ki'ilu hoisa mischalekas ashnayim. We view it as if it's split in half and it's able to hold it. Because lemaisa, these korahs don't actually have to hold the arichim. They only have to be strong enough in order to hold them. And therefore, if this piece of wood is strong enough, we view it as if it would be flat and would be holding them. The main point of this, if it has to have a circumference of three, then you know it has a diameter of one. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Chof. Haysa Akuma. This is pictures 53, 54, and 55. It was on a slant. It was bent. V'akmi Musa Nota Chutz LaMavui. Picture 53, it's going straight and takes a turn outside of the Mavui, which we learned earlier that the Korah cannot be outside the Mavui. Olamala mi'esrim, or picture 54, it bends upwards and goes over 20 amos, which is no good. Olamata mi'asara, or picture 55, it takes a dip down below 10 tefachim, which is also not allowed. All these cases. Roim, we view it. Kol she'ilu yinotel ha'akmimus. Any of these cases, if you would theoretically cut out the place where it's curved, where it's bent, the ein bein zelazesh shlosha ksheira. In other words, if you would cut out the part where it's bent down, and it would remain like this, and it's within three tefachim, that would be fine. You would say love it. The imlav, if not, it would be psula. So there could be a small bend up over 20, bend down under 10 tefachim, or going outside the mavui. As long as if you would remove that part that's in the makom psul, you would still have within three tefachim, then it would be kosher, otherwise it's pasul. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Samech Dalet. It's not a chusam mavui. The kol elu dvarim sheposam makora. All these are things that passel the korah. Samechei rowing kol shilu yinota. We view it as if you removed the part that was bent. V'atam damin and love it. The reason why it was in three, it's okay, is we say love it. It's as if the whole korah is there. Samech vav v'imla psula. More than three is no good. Hainu davka ba'ofen zeh. This is specifically in these cases. Shektas kora hakuma hu chutz l'shir hechshamavui. Where part of the bent kora is sticking outside of the area where the mavui is allowed to be. Aval im hi kula besoch hamavui kadim. But let's say the kora is in the proper place and it's bending inside, where it's allowed to be, inside the mavui. Afilu im ha'ikim hu harbe yosem mishlosh tefachim. Even if the bend is more than three tefachim, a lot more, it's still going to be ksheira. Da amrinan roin kiilu ha'isa pshuta, because we view it as if it's straight and it's going to be fine. The only problem is in these cases where the bend is going outside the hechsher of the korah. If it's in a place where it's fine, it's okay. It doesn't have to be a straight korah. It could be bent in that direction. Kei muchach mistim mazlosh in a Rambam. Ayin shom v'chein mishari rishonim. Omnam b'sefer gon Yaakov v'chein v'chutshi even ha'ozer mefafikim hazeh. Ayin shom, they're not so clear if this din is actually true. Says the Mechaber v'ayter sifchaf aleph. Ha'isa yotza mikos alzeh. So you have a korah coming out of wall number one. The Eina Nogas Bekosa Zeh doesn't quite reach the next wall. This picture is in the back of the Sefer, but it's pretty clear what it is. Kigom, for example, Shesmocha Alamudim. So obviously if the korah is on the two walls, so it has some stability. If it's only on one wall, doesn't reach the second wall, how's it standing? So there's obviously a pillar that's holding it up. Look in the pictures in the back of the Sefer on page number 9 and 10. So it has a support of amudim, v'chein shtei koros. So too, if you have two koros, achas yotza mikos alzeh, one comes out of one wall, the achas yotza mikos alzeh, obviously being held up by pillars, upogu zo bazo b'emtza mavui. And they meet up in the middle of the mavui, these two koras, in ein b'neim shloshek shera. Again, in all these cases, if they're within three, we say, love it, it's fine. Yesh b'neim shloshek psula, no good. Says the Mishabura, if kodna samach zayin, v'eino no gas, they don't reach each other. Or, the korah goes from one wall, doesn't quite reach the other wall. V'afilu muruchekes mishnei aksalim kiagavna. Even if the korah is being held up by a pillar in the middle, and it doesn't reach either wall, but it was within three from both walls, it's going to be fine. Kigon shenatz eitz be'emtza mavui. For example, you put a piece of wood in the middle of the mavui. V'inia korah le, and you place the korah on it, and it doesn't quite reach either side. Amrinan loved mishnei ruchos. We still say love it in both directions, then it's fine. If it's more than three, it's psula. Eloyavi kora acheres. You have to either bring another kora, or yira lemale hareva chahu bechatichas kora, or you have to attach another piece of the kora to make the kora reach within three tefachim of the wall, or in the case where they're meeting each other, so that within three tefachim from each other. Says the mechaber vayder sivcha beis. Hiniyach shtei kora zubitzadzu. So here you have a case where a kora again is supposed to be a tefach. But instead of having one korah that's a tefach, you have two korahs that are less than a tefach. Each korah, let's say, is a half a tefach. Lo bazola kabel ariach, v'lo bazola kabel ariach. Each one is not a tefach. Each one individually cannot hold a half brick. So the din is, im yesh b'shteyem kidei l'kabel ariach l'rochvo. If they have together between the two of them, if you would push them together, the size that can be a kabel and ariach width-wise, tahainu tefach, meaning, if you put them together, they're going to be added up to a tefach. The ein bein zola zol shlosh tefachim, and between the two korahs, you have less than three tefachim. So eino tzarach lavi korach eres. We say lovud. We view this half tefach and this half tefach and this half together, and they're a tefach. It's going to be fine. The imla, but if they're not within three tefachim, or they don't add up to a tefach together, and they are within three tefachim, tzarach lavi korach eres. You have to be another, bring another korah. The yesh omrim she tzarach shu krova zolo zubas el tefach. Some say that in this case, you can't say within three is okay, and you say lovud. It has to be there within one tefach, and we'll see why that is shortly in the Mishabura. Says the Mishabura, Sifkatan Samach Tes, Tahainu Tefach, the two of them add up to a tefach, Rotzalomer Shiyu Shneam Ruchavim Biachat Tefach. It doesn't have to be half and half, it could be a quarter and three quarters, but the two of them together would add up to a tefach. Sivkatan ayin. The ain bein zel azel shosha tvachim. They are within each, three tvachim of each other. So chashvinan lohu, we consider them ki'ilu smucho zolo zo mitan lovud. We view them as if they are right next to each other mitan lovud. V'yesh omrim, we said the second shita says lovud does not apply over here. It has to be that the two half or whatever amounts they are, but they add up to a tefach, the two parts of the tefach have to be within a tefach specifically. Says the Mishavura svir lohu, they hold. Delo shaya kan lahatir mishum lovud. Here it does not help to be matir through lovud. After all, the din of the korah is that it has to be wide enough to accept and receive on it a half brick. Ukishain perudos harbe. If they are very far apart from each other, a little less than three tefachim, ein yecholas lekabel ariach aleihem. Since you need a tefach to be kabel the ariach, if they're 2.5 tefachim away, you have a half tefach over here, half tefach over here, the ariach is not able to sit on both of them, it will not work. So love it is very nice that we view it as if it's together, but here you need lemaisa that I can be mekabel and ariach, through love it doesn't make it able to be mekabel and ariach according to the second shita. Rather, it has to be within a tefach. Why does that help? Sivkatan ayin beis. Daha. The ariach width-wise that has to rest on the korah, as we said before, is 1.5 tefachim. We need at the very least for it to be leaning, at least one quarter of a tefach to be on one beam, ukerev al hashniyah. So if you have a half tefach korah and a half tefach korah, and you want to put on a tefach and a half ariach, so they have to be within a tefach, so you have a quarter on here, a quarter on here, that's a half, and another tefach in the middle, so that way they are able to mekabel the ariach. So the first sheet that says, as long as they're within three tefachim, we view it as if it's together, and as if it can mekabel an ariach, you don't need a lemaisa. And the second sheet that says, no, it has to actually be able to mekabel an ariach the way it is, so it has to be that it's not within three tefachim, it has to be within one tefach. That way you can put a quarter on each one, and then a tefach space in the middle is a tefach and a half, which is the amount of the ariach, and that would be okay. We'll stop here and continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, with Siv Chav Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.